Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
John Travolta was on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon and made everyone's life when he recreated some famous lines from Grease.
Well, that's cool, baby. I mean, you know how it is, rocking and rolling and whatnot.
He was so hot in that movie. He then did a Nicolas Cage impression from the movie Face Off that was just too good.
Ooh-wee, you good looking. You're hot. It's like looking into a mirror, only not.
What?
How funny. Obviously, Todd and Julie Chrisley have not been having a good week after being indicted on bank fraud, wire fraud, and other charges this week. But it gets worse because now we find out their oldest son, who they have had a rocky relationship with, was also arrested in 2013 for hitting his sister. In the police report, Todd's estranged daughter, Lindsay Chrisley Campbell, accused her brother, Kyle, of punching her in the face on November 1st, 2012. After an investigation, Kyle was arrested on April 16th, 2013. The never-before-seen police report just came out to public, and it's no secret that there has been drama and strained relationships with the two oldest children, and I just bet Todd Chrisley is not happy about this coming out. Kaylee Cuoco. You know who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Kaylee Cuoco revealed she and husband Carl Cook still don't live together. The Big Bang Theory actor said, "We are building our dream house. We are going to be under the same roof forever." She added, "We have a very unconventional marriage. You know, we have different locations and we are at like a lot. We are not together every single day." The couple has been married for a year and yeah, they still don't live together.
Who are they again?
Kaylee
Cuoco.
Cuoco and Carl Cook.
Okay, thank you. I didn't hear that the first
time.
Yeah,
no, I'm sure you did. I'm sure you did not. Miley Cyrus surprised fans with a new single before the weekend called Slide Away, and it definitely seems like it's all about her breakup with Liam Hemsworth. Miley sings, "I want my house in the hills. Don't want whiskey in the pills. I don't give up easily, but I don't think I'm down." Sources close to Miley have said that she tried so hard to save the marriage, and the deal breaker was that Liam was drinking a lot and using certain drugs, and she didn't want any part of it. Hemsworth people have denied this claim, though instead suggesting that the marital problems stem from Miley's own wild lifestyle, including an alleged cheating. At another point in the song, Miley sings, "Move on, we're not 17, I'm not who I used to be. You say that everything changed, you're right, we're grown now." Obviously, the couple has been off and on with each other ever since they were 17, so it can't be more obvious. This is just like one giant subtweet.
I love healthy breakups.
The Hills reality star Whitney Port admits she almost had a one-night stand with Leonardo DiCaprio. She said back in 2009, the Oscar-winning actor invited her out to Teddy's, and he invited her back over to his house, and she said no. She said, "I was way too nervous. I had never had a one-night stand, and I didn't want to be with him alone."
What? Oh, my God. Right now, given the chance, I would totally give it up for Leo. Right now.
I mean, that's got to be the most intimidating thing in the entire world. Coming up in an hour from now in the next Garbage, Lil Nas X talks about his unhealthy relationship.
Live the web, girl, with the garbage. Thank you very much.